with an item from the early part of the year that reflected on one of the most controversial cricket tours of all time. In 1983, 18 West Indies players defied their government, the United Nations and the cricketing authorities to enter the forbidden land of apartheid South Africa. The team was captained by star batsman Lawrence Rowe, whose motivations we'll hear in a moment. But first, here's iconic batsman Sir Vivian Richards explaining why no amount of money could persuade him to betray his principles and his people.
I can remember Mr. Bakker apparently put a check, an open check on the table and said that I could fill whatever in at that time.
Anything.
You know, and I could have done whatever. But to me, I didn't even look at it that way. You know, because as I said, I had much more value than that, or a part to play in future, than to be going to South Africa to prop whatever up at that particular time. I've always felt and looked at myself as being a man, and I wasn't going to go into any sort of environment to degrade what Vivian Richards stood for and what Vivian Richards was all about. And that to me, going to South Africa at that particular time, some of the stuff that's been used, you becoming an honorary white, and to me, that's like selling my soul. And to me, that's not what Viv Richards is all about. I'm a little bit more manly than that, and rightly so. I felt that South Africa at that particular time had no part to play in my cricketing life.
Did the West Indies miss out on some talent as well subsequent to that? Because people like Colin Croft, who did tour, were sort of ostracised by West Indies cricket when they came back.
Yeah, I felt that sometimes we can be a little too harsh in sometimes the punishment that we dish out. And I felt banning those guys for life was just, when you had a board at the time, West Indies cricket board, you know, with its problems, I just felt that it was a little harsh. Because who are we to know exactly those guys going? You'd have heard people like Colin Croft use words to this effect that seeing a black team go and accomplish victory in South Africa at the time, that was all positive to some of the folks who were struggling then. So who knows? You know, I'm not going to ostracize these guys. I'm no judge. I'm not going to be any judge to say they should be this, they should be that. They went for whatever reasons.
I always wanted to go to South Africa, even before the opportunity came along. I wanted us to go there. I felt that I wanted us to see the place for myself. And when the opportunity presented itself, I think it would have been a good thing. And to date, I still believe it was extremely positive. I think more came out of it than what a lot of people want to give us credit for. We were not only that we played good cricket, we are the only West Indies team to date to have beaten South Africa in South Africa. And we played good cricket. A lot of people said it was all about the money, but we didn't think so as a unit. When we went there, we were paid, and whether we played good cricket or bad cricket, we would have been paid. We could have gone there, enjoy ourselves, got beat, and come back home. But for us, winning was extremely important at the time because of the apartheid policy there. We were a black team, and we reckoned that if we played very well and we won, it would be a moral victory for the black people of South Africa. And I believe to date, that is what I think. I think it was extremely positive. Today, when you see a South Africa team goes on the field, it is really pleasing to see so many black men representing South Africa today. And when we went there, blacks' sport was soccer. Not much was playing cricket at the time when we went there. And I recently saw a piece from the great Nelson Mandela. He says, sport can change the world. He said, sport is more powerful than politics or government in breaking down racial barriers.
But back then, there were sporting sanctions against South Africa, and teams weren't allowed to tour because of you didn't feel that you were somehow endorsing the apartheid regime by going there as a travelling side.
No, I didn't think so. The only way we could have gotten there is through that, and we took up the mantle of going. And as I say, I think our tour has helped, clearly, I think our tour has done more good than harm.
From two West